NTD Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Miller. The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, was in Rio Rancho today to learn more about the Career Technical Education Program. The program is a partnership between Rio Rancho Public Schools and Central New Mexico Community College. It's aimed at creating more opportunities for students. The program offers students 11 different career paths to choose from. These range from healthcare to culinary arts to automotive work. The goal to expand jobs that will help fill in demand jobs in the area. Rio Rancho Schools building the new facility for the program. New facility features an automotive program with its own bays and culinary programs with a commercial kitchen. Investigators with a Hobbs Fire Marshal's office still investigating two suspicious Hobbs residential structure fires that happened January 6th and the 9th. Hobbs Fire Chief Barry Young said both fires being investigated, quote, under a suspicious nature. They responded to two vacant residences involved in flames, one at about 10:50 January 6th in the 1200 block of South Starling Drive and one in the 600 block of South A Street on the 9th. Firefighters noting the South Starling Drive fire was a vacant residence. The neighbors, according to Young, said the residence was supposed to be vacant, but there had been people living there who were not supposed to be. That investigation continues. After 5 years of declining membership, the American Legion Post 7 in Carlsbad said it has been working to entice area veterans back into the organization. Frank Sapien, commander of Post 7 since 2001, said the local membership pool was impacted by the pandemic, which forced the temporary closure of this post and many others across the nation, driving an already declining membership down by more than half since 2019. The Post has seen a steady decline in membership since 2019, according to data from the American Legion Department of New Mexico website. In 2021, the Post boasted 231 members and it had 277 members in 2020. In 2019, the Post had 289 members. According to New Mexico Veterans Department, Eddy County is home to more than 3,500 veterans. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, NTD Radio News.